G'day. Thanks so much for listening. It's Friday the 19th of April, and I hope you very much enjoyed the Gus Wallen episode the other day. There was a lot in there, a lot to take away. Something that got me thinking particularly was the way that Gus spoke about being mentally fit. At the moment, I am way more mentally fit than I have been in my life. I've been enormously unfit mentally in my life. However, in recent days, living in this city of Sydney, it has been literally like trying to play first grade footy with no preseason warm-up. I'm sure you feel the same way if you live in my city or if you live in my country of Australia. There's been a lot going on, and it's a lot for anybody. So I've been thinking about, in the same way that, you know, if I'm trying to get in shape for something or if I'm, you know, feeling a little puffed when I don't want to be, I'll do a bit of the old strength and conditioning work. I've been thinking a bit about that for my brain after listening to Gus the other day. And I'd like to share a few things that have, well, one particular powerful thing that has been helping me a lot and has always helped me. I've got to pay some bills. So I'll be back after the break.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
G'day, thanks so much for being here. This is Better Than Yesterday, helping you make today better than yesterday since 2013. My name's Osher Ginsberg. I'm a podcaster. I am a best-selling author. I'm a husband, a dad, a stepdad. I'm a person who is currently acting as if he's the kind of man who takes phone calls while going for a walk around the block, because sometimes I could just sit in my office chair for way too long through the day. So at the moment, I'm doing the acting as if part, but eventually I will become a kind of guy who takes phone calls, or if I've ever got to make a phone call, I'll do it or walk around the block. But at this moment, I'm still being very deliberate about it. But yeah, that's what's going on in my day today. I'm glad you're here. Thank you so much for being here. If this is your first episode, hey, how you going? Glad you made it. Thanks so much for everyone that reached out on Instagram. Boy, really meant a lot on earlier this week, people reaching out. I'll get to that in a second, but it really hit me, and thank you so much. There's also a mailing list you can get on it. It's in the show notes. Just click through there and you'll find it there. Gus Wallen was my guest on Wednesday. He talked a lot about the power of being mentally fit. It's a really great chat if you haven't heard it. I recommend it. He's a great bloke, and he's got a lot of research, and he's got a lot backing him. I really like what he's doing. But the way Gus was talking, he really got me thinking about how I can not only maintain but also build my mental fitness. And there's some things that have been really powerful in my life, aside from the medication that I still take every day, and meds that can loosen up the nuts and bolts that sometimes get rusted and to open my thinking patterns up a little bit for being a little more malleable. And I've needed that in the past in quite, you know, big ways. And at the moment, I'm just on a fairly low maintenance dose of things, and it's really quite good. But it got me thinking about how I can be a little more mentally fit, or how I can work up a little more headroom to play with when things get weird. And so if you've never done any kind of boot camp or thing where you've got to get ready for something in a hurry, like you've got 6 weeks until you're starting a footy season or something, or you do a 10-week challenge down at your gym or anything like that, you'll be familiar with the most bastardly of all exercises, the burpee. I hate them. You hate them. We all hate them. Why do we do so? Why do we not like this move so much? Well, because the burpee is one of the, if not the, but one of the best whole body exercises that you can do in a confined space. It is strength. It is aerobic. It is flexibility. Doesn't do everything, but it does a lot in a short amount of time. And it can really transform you if you just do burpees, you know. It's a lot to do. So I kind of got me thinking, like, what's the burpee of mental health? Like think about how fit you'd need to be to do 100 burpees in 10 minutes. All right? You'd have to be pretty fucking fit. Like right now, I could probably do 10 and then I'd have to sit down. No, probably more than that. Maybe a little bit more, not too many more. You know, there it's a really intense exercise to do for good reason, because it works the shit out of you, right? And so what would be the burpee of mental health? What would be this really really powerful technique that you could get good at, and if you are able to do a lot of reps and regularly, daily, it would give you that an ability to be a little more deliberate about your day, and maybe things like anxiety and depression and, you know, flooding of emotions would happen less and less, which is ultimately the whole idea of being mentally fit, is that you make choices that are not influenced by strong emotion, okay? When we're flooded with emotion and we make choices, we're possibly, I know in my case, I have definitely done it, I'm making irrational choices because I'm basing my choices on irrational readings of a situation. But if I'm mentally fit, or I'm, you know, using the powerful tools that I know, I'm able to feel all those powerful feelings and go, hang on a second, though, is this the right move? And more often than not, it isn't. Sometimes it is. Get to that in a sec. So what's the burpee of mental health? For me, it's noticing. Just noticing. You can get into it in a couple of ways. I just put the word, I'm noticing. I'm noticing that, I don't know, my left hip feels a little heavier on the chair than my right hip. There we go. Now I'm sitting equally. All right, so I'm noticing. So what is happening there, and what just happened, what you heard me do, was I'm getting out of my thinking mind and into my observing mind. It's a Zen Buddhism thing, I believe. We have two minds. Yes, you are always in two minds about something because you have two minds. You have the thinking mind and the observing mind. The thinking mind is the Labrador chasing a Frisbee, and the observing mind is the person watching that Labrador from a park bench. And from that park bench, they are able to see that Labrador is about to run straight onto a freeway. But the thing is, the observing mind and the thinking mind are linked. And so if the Labrador runs onto the freeway, then the observing mind is going to feel the consequences. Now, when we're the Labrador, it's very hard to see. Maybe that Frisbee isn't the best thing to be focusing on. We need to look around a little bit, because we may not realize that the path we're on, the choices we're making, i.e. sprinting after a Frisbee, trying to catch it spectacularly. My old Labrador, she used to do the best Frisbee catches. We may not be able to see it. That's probably not the best idea right now. And so it's super important that when we're in those moments, give the observing mind a bit of a look at things. Let it check things out. So trying to find the observing mind in those moments of intense focus or intense flood can be very, very powerful, all right? Because when the thinking mind takes over, and it takes over when it becomes fused with emotion, it's very difficult to see that just because we feel this thing doesn't mean that it's real. It could be, oh my God, this is so exciting, I can't wait to catch this Frisbee, and anything else doesn't matter right now. When that fusion happens, we're unable to see outside of it. We might, you know, it happens often. If you've ever said something in anger or done something in anger or frustration that you've later regretted, that's a moment of fusion. That's a moment of, oh, crap, I did something that does not align with who I like to be in the world to somebody that I care about. Fuck. Yeah, that's kind of fusion. It's very, very difficult to be able to cleave the emotion away from the thinking mind, but it's important to do because it gives you that little space to act and make a choice. It could be the same choice, it could be a better choice. So I'm noticing, just noticing. It can be used in so many different ways. For example, it can be my emotions. So I'm noticing what right now for me, I'm noticing that I'm feeling a little stressed because I've got a meeting in about half an hour from now and I'm recording this thing. I've got to get ready for the meeting and, you know, I'm a bit hungry and I haven't stood up for a while, even though I went for a walk when I took a phone call before. So I'm noticing a lot of these things. And once I'm aware of the fact that I'm feeling kind of a bit nervous, a bit tense in my stomach and my body's feeling a bit stiff and sore, normally I know when I'm like that, I tend to not make great choices if I'm not aware of it, I'm not observing it. So just noticing is really important. Oh, I'm noticing I'm really angry right now. I'm noticing that I can't think of anything but seeing this person that I've been texting later on. Huh, I must really like them. You know, it's just, I'm noticing, use it all the time. I use it all the time. And it really helps that observing mind get good at jumping in these kind of emotionally connected moments or these kind of heavy emotional moments, giving the observing mind a look over things. Very important. Noticing can also be used as meditation. And early on, when I first started learning meditation, my mum took me to the thing like years ago when I was a little kid. But later on in my 30s, I learned different ways of doing it. I learned this technique, which is just noticing. So I'm a person who sometimes when I meditate, I can get extraordinarily frustrated that I can't not think of shit. But that's like saying, don't think of a juggling panda. And all you can do is think of a juggling panda. So just noticing my thoughts is really powerful. And just sitting and noticing the thoughts that go by you. Observing, oh, I'm thinking about that thing. That's the Blazing the Monster Machine song again. I'm really glad I know a song about adhesion and I also know a song about Newton's laws of motion. But yeah, it's really happening a lot. Oh, noticing that I keep thinking about a canoe. Made out of a pumpkin, because I read that in the news the other day. Just noticing the thoughts as they go by. It can also be used as I did earlier with the way I was sitting in this chair. Noticing can be used physically. Just take a couple minutes, put a timer on the phone, and just notice the different parts of your body. I like to go clockwise from my left big toe all the way around my body down to my right big toe. So left big toe up through my foot, ankle, shin, knee, you know, thigh, hip, all up my torso, back down the other side. Just 5 minutes. Just notice every little piece of your body. And it's extraordinarily powerful because you're just giving that observing mind a chance to get more involved. You can use noticing while you go for a walk. As you go for a walk, just notice things as you walk. Notice the different hubcaps on the cars. Notice the different breeds of grass, the different species of grass in different people's lawns. Notice the different kinds of trees. It's not a gum, it's a melaleuca, it's a oak, it's whatever. It's not a bird, it's a magpie, it's a currawong, it's a channelbill cuckoo if you're lucky enough to live next to those noisy bastards. Notice all of these things. Just name these things as you walk and, you know, just notice new things. Noticing through the day, for example, this is way harder than you think it is, because when it was first told to me, I was like, yeah, whatever. It is hard to do. See if you can notice 3 times today when you go from sitting to standing. Just try that. Just notice. And what you're doing is you're getting your observing mind involved in these otherwise kind of subconscious or automatic behaviors. You're getting your observant mind used to just being there in those spaces where you would otherwise be quite reactive. And that is really, really powerful. because by building up that neural pathway to that observing mind, you're really getting in the habit of observing those powerful thoughts and observing your thoughts. And when those peak moments come, all right, when you start to notice, oh, I'm now getting really agitated at what's happening with my partner or that, you know, that person's doing that thing that I asked them not to do again. Oh, hang on, I can feel myself getting really frustrated. I know that sometimes when I get really frustrated, I say things I regret. What can I do here? All right. And you get that little gift of just a pattern interrupt. Really powerful. But that's something that I wanted to share with you because it truly is. It's one of the more powerful things that I have learned how to do in my time of figuring out how to live a life with the brain I've got. It is just noticing. I realized that I was having the symptoms of psychosis while I was noticing my own thoughts. I was sitting in an Airbnb in Amsterdam, sitting in the room doing this thing with a shelf in front of me. I was just basically noticing the objects on the shelf in front of me as a way to try and calm my mind. And I was noticing and then noticing the thoughts that I was having about my noticing and going, oh, wow, that's weird and that's really distorted. Huh, I think I'm really sick. And then I was able to have that. So I really hope that you can do something with that. I hope it's of use to you. If you've never done it before, just give yourself a couple minutes. You know, just try noticing. Noticing how your body's feeling, noticing emotions you're feeling. Try to notice when you feel happy or sad or anxious or bored or joyous or excited or dull. Just try to notice. And soon enough, hopefully, that observant mind starts to show up a bit more and help you make better choices that are aligned with the kind of person that you want to be in the world and the kind of things you want to put into the world and the kind of person you want to be to the people you love and the people who love you. I hope that helps. Thanks for being a part of the show. Thanks to everyone that helped me make the show today. Matt Sofone, Quandrat Hendrix on audio posts. Mikey Ward on video post. Monica Chapman helped produce this episode today. And thank you for listening. If you need anything, just drop us a line on Instagram. Like I said, it was really nice to hear them. And now you know why. I was very grateful that people did reach out on the DMs and let me know because, boy, oh, boy, I really needed that. I really needed that. Oh, actually, yeah, it was just that people have listened to the whole episode and you understood. And I really understand now that I need to be better at choosing the little bits that I put up online because you want to be able to not cloud your message, your overall message, with things that can be taken out of context in the wrong way. So there's a lot of learning there as well. Thanks for being a part of the show. Have a good weekend. I'll see you back here Monday.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.